up what you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts, our site is free. You can see that we've actually probably got more for free than those other hosts will charge you for. Go see for yourself at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
And JJ, you wanted to give us an update on a story that we've talked about in the past, the kill team, or at least one of the kill teams, the one that everybody kind of knows about. I presume there are more like this, because whenever you see one iteration of something in the, you know, the corrupt government, you can pretty much imagine that other things are in existence like it. They just haven't been outed. They haven't been caught. But this kill team did get caught, and if I'm recalling correctly, these were the people that were killing innocent people just for the fun of it, and actually chopping off things like fingers to keep as mementos.
That's right. This story comes out of Raw Story. Jury to decide on U.S.-Afghan Kill Team Chief. That's a weird title. The ringleader of the rogue U.S. Army unit in Afghanistan betrayed the American people by killing Afghan civilians for sport, prosecutors said it as a court-martial neared its climax. A five-person military panel could give its verdict as early as Thursday in the case of Staff Sergeant Calvin Gibbs, the alleged leader of the so-called Kill Team, three members of which have already pled guilty. In a closing argument Wednesday, Major Robert Steele dismissed Gibbs' claims that his unit was responding to a legitimate attack when they killed civilians before removing body parts as trophies and taking photos with corpses.
Oh, God.
Because that's what we want, you know, the servicemen and women that represent the overall nation, if you will, to do is to remove body parts and take photos with dead folk, you know.
What gives you the right to talk about, military men, our proud military men, like this? I mean, you know, did you serve in the military?
Oh, I was in the military at one point, yes.
You're in the Marines, right?
I was in the Army.
Oh, the Army, okay. Yeah.
What else gives me the right is that I have common sense and a sense of decency. But
I just think that's a ludicrous thing to say. But it's the first thing that pops up into many of the the hoo ha hawks out there.
So I can talk all the crap I want. This is a case. The story goes on. This is a case about betrayal, the ultimate betrayal. Staff Sergeant Gibbs betrayed his folk, betrayed his unit, and with the flag of his nation emblazoned across his chest. 1,000 miles from home, he betrayed his nation, he said, Major Robert Steele. Gibbs, 26, faces life behind bars if convicted on charges including 3 counts of premeditated murder in southern Afghanistan between January and May last year, in a scandal that has threatened Abu Ghraib-style embarrassment for the U.S. military. Specifically, he is accused of setting up the killings and then planting weapons on the dead civilians' bodies to make it look like they were fighters before removing fingers and teeth to show to their colleagues.
You know, had he gotten away with it, he'd have made a great cop.
Yeah, well,
so
a lot of these people coming back are going right into the ranks of law enforcement. They're coming back from a place where they do these sort of killings, and they're going about policing our neighbors, our friends, our relatives.
Right, and if you think they're going to change their behavior when they come here, you're fooling yourself.
You also have to kind of look at the incentives of the United States, the military in this case. I mean, I'm sure many men and women who are in the Army are interested in justice and truth and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be clear, this is a black eye to the United States Army. This guy, this team, not just one guy, but this team doing this, it doesn't look good. So and it was covered up all the way up not all the way up the line, but
so was Pat Tillman's death.
Quite a ways up the line, and they don't like this kind of thing to come out. It was it was an article that brought this out, not the United States military that did this. The press did this.
Oh, it's always how it happens.
It's almost always how it happens.
And, you know, they'll eat a little bit of crow. They'll maybe sentence this guy to some prison time. I doubt he's going to get the max. But, you know, who knows? We'll find out, I guess.
Well they will. He'll get the max. This is an enlisted man, right?
No, he faces life behind bars.
Is this an enlisted man?
Yes, this is a sergeant.
They go after the enlisted men. They don't care about those dudes. They would nail this guy to a cross outside of the limits.
If it would make him look better.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they'll give this guy some level of punishment, and then it'll all be forgotten about. And then they'll get caught in scandal after scandal after scandal beyond this, because who cares?
They've shown that, his colonel or lieutenant colonel or whatever was involved in some ways in covering this up. Where's his trial?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Story goes on. Gibbs' court-martial started last week in an unexpected appearance Friday. He claimed his unit was engaged in genuine combat. while admitting that he took fingers and teeth from the dead corpses, as prosecutors described as trophies. In my mind, it was like keeping the antlers off a deer you'd shoot. You have to come to terms with the things you're doing, he said, explaining the body parts.
Well, I mean, come on, isn't that...
He's right, that's what he's saying.
He's absolutely right.
He's telling the truth.
But they're putting these...
That's what psychos do. Like, psychos start with animals and then they move to regular human beings.
What do you think you have to be in order to go around shooting people? Yeah. I mean, it's not what you start out as, but what will it turn you into? Mm. What does it do to so many minds that, in fact, military individuals are killing themselves faster than the enemy is.
That's true.
That doesn't even count the ones that have gotten out suffering from PTSD and had killed themselves and all that other stuff. And then the ones that don't kill themselves, that just brutalize their family and friends.
Or go nuts.
Do all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
But the military prosecutor dismissed those claims during a closing argument lasting over an hour at the joint base.
Sure, he wouldn't want the government to take responsibility. The military prosecutor represents the government of the United States.
Right.
And of course he dismissed those. The government of the United States would not want to act like it is responsible for the wanton killing of civilians. But it is. All you have to do is take a look at collateral damage. I mean, this is, it just happens. And they're not responsible for it. Poof. No big deal. This guy does it on purpose, so that's important.
Selling the engagement as legitimate was part of the plan, said Steele, calling Gibbs' stories fundamentally implausible. Gibbs' lawyer countered by attacking the credibility of prosecution witnesses, including Private Jeremy Morlock, one of three members of the kill team who received later sentences by pleading guilty and agreeing to testify against Gibbs.
Now, I think that this is important. This is extraordinarily important. We don't know whether it was Gibbs or Morlock. We know that the government of the United States of America gave Morlock an opportunity to testify against Gibbs for a lighter sentence.
Now, wait, wasn't Morlock an underling compared to Gibbs? He's a private, right?
Yes, he's a private.
This guy's a sergeant. Yeah, so he's just following orders.
I don't think that's necessarily so. When you're talking about a unit like this, personality matters. I mean, maybe it was Morlock who, goaded. We don't know how involved Morlock was.
Sure.
But
sure,
the idea, I mean, is this in the best interest of justice to give Morlock time off of his sentence? If he is a crazed lunatic killer who was involved in this, is it in the best interest of the citizens of the United States of America to give this guy time off of his sentence in order to testify against another guy?
No, I think they're all killers that share the same sentence. If they're found guilty as a kill team for killing innocents, they should all be sentenced the same way. If it's life behind bars, if that's the sentence that a murderer gets.
Hold on. What if one of them was just so scared of this, what Gibbs, that he didn't know, he didn't want to speak out because this guy's a psycho and he might kill him?
Let's read more into the story here.
I'm not saying that justifies killing.
It gets into more stuff.
I got you, but I do have a solution. You put cameras and microphones on every one of these guys, and then you wouldn't need to give anybody any time off of their sentence. Look, soldier, if your camera and microphone aren't on, then you're going to the brig.
Mm.
And it's going to be a day added every time your camera and microphone aren't working. If it's not working inside of, when you find out, 15 minutes of you finding out, you need to report it to your commanding officer. Whatever. You want to solve this problem, you could solve it.
Well, you could solve it by abolishing the military, too, but I see where you're coming from.
As well as attacking Morlock's statements, defense attorney Phil Stackhouse used over 2 hours pointing out discrepancies in the evidence submitted in an attempt to build reasonable doubt in the minds of the five-soldier panel. One of the largest discrepancies revolved around the barrel length of an automatic weapon allegedly dropped on a victim, making the killing appear justified. The prosecution alleged that the AK-47 type gun was stepped into Gibbs' backpack, but the defense said it was too big to fully close the pack, casting doubt on whether Gibbs could have used his pack to conceal the weapon before one of the killings.
It's an interesting point.
Morlock testified earlier in the trial that Gibbs placed the weapon near the victim later after an alleged killing later the day. Steele called the idea that Morlock and the other kill team members were pleading guilty in order to foist blame on Gibbs as patently ridiculous. The court martial is set to resume Thursday.
All right, 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you. Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, herbalhealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on herbalhealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark herbalhealer.com. Then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything via the toll-free number, 855-453. That's the number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark, we invite you over to the website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy our mobile site as well. Get quick access to our live streams and the podcast over at m, as in mobile, m.freetalklive.com. And Mark, tell me about the Bitcoin.
Bitcoins, they're the world's first free market, peer-to-peer digital cash. They can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and now you can buy them with a credit card or PayPal. Memory Dealers is proud to offer physical bitcoins that you can hold in your hands. But they can also be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They make great conversation starters and Christmas gifts. Be part of a currency that's transforming the world. Buy your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. Again, it's memorydealers.com.
I'm excited. I've been told by Roger from Memory Dealers that he's sending some of the physical coins to us, Mark, to check out.
Yeah, I haven't seen them yet.
I was actually getting ready to get some myself, but he beat me to it. So I'll just take Roger's he sends to us because he's the guy behind Memory Dealers, and he's doing amazing work promoting the Bitcoin.
Yeah, they look really neat. They look kind of like a poker chip with a computer chip in it.
Yeah, we'll tell you more about them when we get them because they look pretty fancy. 855-450-FREE is the number here. The Bitcoin's an exciting world. I mean, there's all kinds of new stuff coming out all the time. Some of it works, some of it doesn't. But people are trying things that have never been tried before. It's completely new territory in the area of a currency, a truly digital distributed peer-to-peer currency. So, we've been talking about military corruption, and you gave us an update on the kill team, JJ, where this one of the guys from the kill team is facing life in prison. Some of the other guys on the kill team rolled over on him. We kind of knew that was going, but apparently the trial's still happening as we speak.
That's right.
And so you've got just corruption all around, because in the case of the kill team, the word did get up the chain. Remember, they were trading pictures. I don't know if you recall, we talked in detail about the kill team several months back on this program.
We did, yeah.
But they were taking, not only were they keeping fingers and body parts as trophies, but they were also taking photos with some of the bodies that some of their victims. They were taking photos of the death, and they were sharing them. They were trading them with other men in other units, for instance. And so the word kind of got around what these sickos were doing. Word went up the chain, and they covered it up. And that cover-up went, weren't they saying it went all the way up to Obama at one point? Or am I thinking of something else?
I don't know.
I imagine, well, whenever it comes to these sorts of massive PR blunders or failures or whatever you want to call it, or actually shining the light on the cockroaches that exist in our corrupt governmental structure, it's always a big thing. Okay, like the whole, how are we going to manage this? The Abu Ghraib, obviously this is on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about dismembering people, And keeping body parts as trophies,
yeah,
that is some sick stuff that you usually only find in movies. So this is definitely...
Really? I mean, this hasn't been done in every war up till now? I mean, it hasn't?
Well,
it would seem like if your job probably has,
but now you've got digital cameras and
if your
cell
job
phones.
Is killing people, you can have a choice. You can hate your job or you can love your job. Who wants to hate their job? So you need to get a mentality on that is going to cause you to, A, not to be mentally ill when you're done. If you're doing something you don't want to do, you're likely to be mentally deranged, especially when that thing is killing.
But, of course, if you want to kill, you're deranged already.
Maybe if you started out that way. But I think that anybody can, you know, this can happen to anybody at some point. I mean, you know, they're put in a situation, they need to kill. You better relish it to some extent and then act like you don't later.
Well, I mean, I can understand what you're saying, and the whole need for internal justification and the whole your mind and all that you've learned as you grow up, the whole thou shalt not kill and blah, 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 and treating others with respect and golden rule and all these things that you're taught as you grow up are thrown out the door when you're put into this war environment where they give you a gun and say, kill some of those people over there. Those are the bad guys.
Thou shalt not kill until we tell you to.
Right. So I think, yes, one does have to become a psychopath in order to truly become good at killing or at least be able to keep killing. So, but what does that say about our military, or not our military, but the military? What does it say about the individuals within that military who are coming home with that same mentality and that same sort of presence of mind?
It's incredibly destructive. I mean, just all around, whether or not people go this far with it, it is a very damaging thing to encourage humans to kill other humans. Because ultimately, and this is a message that is as old as war, is that the people that are fighting the wars, they're all the same. They're all, you know, usually the lower class folks that are being manipulated and used by the people in the political system. They're betters in the upper class, the upper caste system, if you will. And there's just, it's never changed. Over all the years, the technology changes, but war itself is still what it always was. It's just poor people killing poor people at the behest of the ultimate control freaks in Washington.
I think it's evolved beyond that at this point. It's not poor people killing poor people. What it is in the case of the United States versus other people, it is the imperialistic empire, or whatever you want to call it, imperial or empire, pick one. But it is the military-industrial complex spending money and profiting, basically. It's the whole idea is put more boots on the ground, more bullets in the air, and more bombs exploding wherever they explode. That's the idea. It's not to win anything. It's not to stop any sort of problems or to create democracy. No, the entire idea revolves around profiting for the war industry.
Sure, but those boots on the ground are filled mostly with people who are, say, underprivileged. I mean, these are people that are looking for a job. The guy was in jail. One of the guys I was in jail with, my cellmate, was maybe 19 or 20, and he expressed to me, it was the first night that we were together, he expressed to me that he was thinking about joining the military when he got out. But he kind of sounded like he wasn't really too keen on the idea. It was one of those situations where, well, I got nothing left, you know, going on in my life, and I don't have any money, and I heard that this is a good deal and that you'll get money. He wasn't really jazzed about possibly dying, for instance. And so we had a conversation, and I brought some things up to him that he probably wasn't told by the military recruiter. And I'm pretty certain that I was able to talk him out of joining the military after he got out of jail. But there are a lot of people who get into this, not for the idea that they want to kill somebody, simply because they feel like they need money. It's a bad economy, they're having a tough time finding a job or whatever, and there's the military just sitting out there like an angel waiting for them with their $5,000 signing bonus or whatever. And to somebody who's 18, that seems like a lot. It seems like it's a big deal, and it's they're being used and taken advantage of. It's
sick. Presidents will use the term that they're, it's their job to protect this country. But you don't ever see a single one of them say something like, well, I'm going to challenge Osama bin Laden to a duel.
Yeah.
If he's man enough, he'll bring his Muslim pig-loving butt out to the stadium, and we'll have a duel with, long knives and small shields.
Come on now, Obama.
Right, and then may the best man win.
Sunday.
They don't believe anything about protecting the country. They're just going to send young people off to do their bidding. And that's what war's always been. Old men talking, young men dying. And that's what it's about. So whenever one of these cowards says that they're protecting the country, laugh in their faces.
1-855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And this on the eve of Veterans Day, by the way. That is tomorrow, 11-11-11. And the word is there's going to be some counter-recruitment activities going on here in our very own Keene. We'll certainly let you know about that. More coming up here. Also, other news about how the Air Force handled some dead bodies. Apparently, they weren't doing what they were supposed to. We'll give you the details on that coming up. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com. The main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you, 855-453. 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
I invite you to the website, freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can go watch and listen and interact. cam.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there. That's cam.freetalklive.com. I say interact because it's built into the same page as our chat room. So you can do all those things, or you don't have to interact. You can just watch and listen. You can do it all free over at cam.freetalklive.com. We mentioned SACL CAI. What is it, Mark?
SACL CAI is the company that handles accounts receivable. They can do it for your business. If you didn't get into the business of handling collections from your customers or whatever, you just wanted to do whatever it was that you're doing, SACL CAI can handle it for you. One of the principals over there, Jason Osborne, has been a big supporter of Free Talk Live for a very long time. And, if you're interested in helping to support SACL CAI and in their ventures, check out their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, 855-453. More on the way about the military here if we get a chance, including the news about this Air Force story. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but apparently they've been just screwing off when it comes to taking care of the dead bodies that they're supposed to be taking care of and, doing certain appropriate things with. They aren't doing the right job.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, we'll give you some of the details on that here. But first, Helen's on the line. Ladies come first here on Free Talk Live. Helen, listening to WNYY in Ithaca. Hello, Helen.
Hi there. Good evening. I wanted to connect. That is so disgusting. I've heard that for the past couple of days. They're taking like appendages of people for trophies. Most disgusting thing I can think of. I also wanted to know if you wanted to bring up the the horrible thing that's been happening in Pennsylvania with the. All right, so the coach has been fired. The president of the university has been fired. Because he allowed this guy named Andrew C. and Did you remember?
I think it was Sandusky. I don't have it in front of me right now, but yeah, we actually did cover this earlier tonight. But go ahead and give us your thoughts on this.
Yeah, but I mean, so this guy's been getting away with this for like 15 years, and it was reported, and they're not doing anything. Well, all right. So now the trustees have decided that those two people are fired. Maybe some more people should be fired. But, I mean, how could you make, like, how much money you're making in your job or how much money the university is making having football games over the health of a at-risk child? These kids were all at risk. They were very young boys, and they were at risk, and they were raped, you know, and...
Is your question, how could someone look the other way when they found out this happened?
Well, I don't have any questions. I'm just like, I think the university did the right thing by getting rid of these people, but why did they wait so long, you know? Like, this is, like, very sad, you know? These kids are damaged for the rest of their lives, you know?
I guess the, you know, probably the reason is they don't want to look bad. I mean, you know, if they...
They'd rather sweep it under the rug.
It's not a reason.
Well, it is a reason if you are the, you know, the college president and you have been protecting this this individual.
And don't forget the incredible amount of money that football brings in for these universities.
Yeah, I made the same point with you, but I'm like, you don't, if you have any character, if you have any integrity, you don't let kids suffer like that.
I agree with
no
you.
Doubt.
But power and money are incredible motivators. I mean, I'm not saying it's right. It's absolutely wrong. I mean, you know, we did talk about this in the first hour, and it's despicable. You know, but frankly, as far as I'm concerned, the whole NCAA is twisted from top to bottom.
I agree. Yeah.
Helen, anything else you want to share tonight?
Now, can you order me a pizza or something?
Oh, wow.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Domino's, I think, or probably your local pizza shop can help you with that. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. It was a great old Phil Hendry sketch. Phil Hendry is one of the talk show hosts in the business. He's kind of known for doing voices. He does his own characters.
Lots of character voices.
Yeah, and he essentially spends the show talking to himself. It's a brilliant, Mark, you're not a fan of him, but I think the guy's brilliant.
I think you should hear him do his shtick at least a few times because it's really great. It's just at some point or another, to me, it gets old.
There was one time when, I forget exactly how he pulled it off, but he managed to get callers to believe that they had called like a Pizza Hut, like some sort of pizza delivery place, like some old man, and he basically acted as though he was the phone prompt, like press 1 if you want anchovies, and just kind of going down this list and just being absolutely absurd with these folks who were calling and them believing they'd called like a pizza delivery place. It was crazy. Anyway, look, Phil Hendry, worth a look. Although I hear he's gonna be leaving where he currently is today.
Oh well, yeah.
Rumor has it. 855-450-FREE is the number here. But usually in talk radio, you don't get people that have real talent like that. You just get hacks that are trying to be like Rush Limbaugh. So that's what's kind of sets
wow,
him apart.
Wow, that's pretty sad.
So let's continue here. PV's on the line in Michigan on the amp lines. Hello, PV.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I really appreciate you guys telling the truth about the military. You know, there are a lot of good people in the armed forces, and I appreciate what a lot of them do. But, yeah, where I come from, it's almost heretical, you know, to question anything that the military does. And I really, really appreciate what you guys do on this show.
It's a tough position to take. You know,
it will not make you popular.
Yeah, it absolutely won't.
No.
You can say, I don't like this war, but gosh darn it, I support the troops. And, you know, to me, that's the most politically correct thing to say. It sounds really, really good. And frankly, I do want the support of, you know, people, men and women in the military for the ideas of liberty. I think those things are great. And I think that they probably are disproportionately believers in the ideas of liberty.
If you look at the donations to political candidates, Ron Paul's, what, 60% of the military?
It's some incredible number. It's much larger than
or 60% of the people donating in the military, I guess.
Yeah. Basically, it's equal or greater to than all the other contributions.
Up to all the other candidates combined.
That's right.
But I think that the military has been employed essentially in an immoral fashion for the last six decades, if not longer. And therefore, there's nobody in it at this point that you know hasn't seen what it's been doing, so joining up may very well be an immoral action.
PV?
Yeah, I remember, you probably don't remember, but probably five and a half years ago, I called this radio station because literally that day I stumbled upon some of the ideas of liberty, et cetera. And I was actually in the middle of joining the Marine Corps with two of my friends. We were pretty much just joined right after high school. We were going through all the training at the recruiting depot and all that. And actually, you guys were pretty instrumental in me not joining.
Wow.
I think I do remember this story.
So you heard us on the radio and you called us?
Yeah, I called you. I called you guys that day, and I was like, what is this? Like, I honestly, I never heard, like, this point of view presented at all.
Oh, wow. Yeah, a lot of people haven't.
Wow.
Sure. Especially young people.
What area of Michigan were you living in at the time?
I live in the Thelma, Michigan.
In the what?
I live in just a small town in Michigan.
Oh, I'm just wondering what station you were listening to, but...
Five and a half years.
Oh, no, no. I was listening online.
Okay. I thought you said it was a radio station. All right. So, well, great. So, wait, now, how did you find us online then? I mean, did somebody turn you on to us? It's usually not an accident that you found Free Talk Live.
It was, gosh, I don't even remember. It was so long ago. It was literally that day, though, I started reading about it. It was because I just wanted to make sure that I was making the right decision, and my parents were kind of against it. Mm. So I was looking up, you know, people who held a, you know, a different point of view, and somehow... y'all's website came up, kind of checked you guys out, and, you know, it worked out pretty well.
So
I'm not a Marine.
So the first time you heard this show, you called in, and we gave you some information maybe that you hadn't heard about the military?
At the end of the show, that's right. You guys said, I was like, hey, is joining the Marine Corps, is that, you know, is that consistent with what a libertarian would do? Is that consistent with libertarian philosophy, et cetera? Because I didn't even know what a libertarian was. I thought that was just a Republican that, you know, was okay with gay marriage.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people think that.
So looking back, it's been 5 years. I presume you're now in your early 20s. And, you know, what is your retrospective? I mean, how do you feel?
Well, I actually called in because, Free Talk Live may have actually saved my life.
Hold that thought. We'll let you tell the rest of the story here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Hey, that's kind of a perk to
wow.
the show. How much? Saving people's lives now. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. It's non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you. In the remaining moments, enough time for your thoughts. 1-855-450-FREE here tonight. It's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. You can do it in a variety of ways. One of those ways is by joining the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month with any major credit card or PayPal, and we'll take that and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom, and maybe, just maybe, saving somebody's life. We're going to hear more about that story here in a moment.
Also, get your liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different liberty sayings. You can check them out. Let your voice be heard. It's libertystickers.com. I've got one on my car. I think they're awesome. Just go over there, check out some of those sayings. It's libertystickers.com.
Yeah, and if you want to see what the quality of Liberty Stickers is like, you can send away for a Free Talk Live bumper sticker for free over at promote.freetalklive.com, because they printed them for us.
Actually, if you have some good sort of Liberty sayings, they'll put them on a bumper sticker for you.
That's right.
Libertystickers.com.
So, once again, amp.freetalklive.com allows you to get behind the show and get some perks as well. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go back to PV in Michigan, PV, your claim is that we may have saved your life. Discovering the show.
That might sound ridiculous to some people, but one of the guys I was actually going to join the Marine Corps with out of high school, he went into the infantry, and he was doing something that I wanted to do in Afghanistan, and he was killed by an IED last July.
Sorry that happened.
Wow. Tragic.
So, I don't know. Like, I hear a lot of talk about, like joining the armed forces and all that stuff, but I don't know. Like, I think people should hear both sides of the story.
You don't feel like you missed out on anything, huh?
No, not really.
What was your motivation back when you were 18? I mean, you were kind of being brought into what, ROTC, and were you just brought up with this idea that military service was good and valuable? What were you thinking when you were considering getting into it? What were your motivations?
Well, I wanted to join after 9/11 for probably a couple of years, probably 3 or 4 years.
Wanted to serve your country.
That fervor got you.
And now you look at looking back. I mean, what have you done with your life in the last 5 years? I mean, what did you do? Is because a lot of people are kind of listless. They're not sure exactly what they want to do in life, and so they figure, well, I'll just take some time out and spend it in the military, and I'll get some skills. Of course, the stuff they teach you is useless in the real world, for the most part.
Yeah, there are very few skills that transfer over rather well.
Right. So, what did you end up doing with yourself? Or have you just been, you know, have you been working? Have you been going to school?
So I went to college and I worked probably for 7 months and I developed some skills, but yeah, probably more skills than I would have developed in the Marine Corps, that's for sure.
Excellent. Anything else you want to share tonight, PD?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Federal investigators said Tuesday that they had uncovered gross mismanagement at the Dover Air Force Base, the story WashingtonPost.com, that cares for America's war dead after whistleblowers reported horror stories of lost body parts, shoddy inventory controls, meaning inventory of bodies, and lax supervision. The Air Force admitted that the Dover mortuary misplaced a dead soldier's ankle and another set of remains that had been stored in a plastic bag. Employees also sawed off the damaged arm bone of a Marine so he could fit in his uniform and in the coffin, but didn't tell his family.
Oh, my.
Military officials said the incidents resulted from the strain of handling thousands of dead bodies, some with gruesome injuries that made it difficult to prepare remains for the burial.
I'll bet. Yeah, I mean, I bet it's not easy work, but, you know, if they're going to have plenty of soldiers to go over and fight a war to which there is no point, then they ought to have plenty of soldiers to take care of the bodies of those soldiers
right.
that come back.
Isn't it all about the sacrifice? These men made the greatest, men and women made the greatest right. sacrifice they could ever make for our country.
Well, politicians are full of hot air already, right. so they're going to talk and they're going to lie, so you might as well have them talk and lie about how much they appreciate soldiers, because you know that they've never have soldiers been compensated and treated properly.
No.
And why they continue to go back is because people believe the lies the politicians tell them. They put their hands over their hearts. They say pledges of allegiance to the flag as if it's some kind of religious icon. They believe this crap. This is how this stuff happens.
But the sloppy handling of troops' remains at Dover painfully undercut the military's alleged commitment to treat the war dead with the utmost honor. According to General Norman Schwartz, or Norton rather, Schwartz, the Air Force Chief of Staff, he claims he takes responsibility for the problem, saying, "There is nothing more sacred, there is nothing that is a more profound obligation than treating our fallen with reverence, dignity, and respect."
So this is the high road for a politician or bureaucrat, is to say, "I take responsibility." When, in fact, they take no responsibility.
Of course not. Right.
What's going to happen to him?
Tell me what this responsibility, the form that this responsibility is going to take, what's going to happen?
Well, you know, I think before they even ask, they even go on out and say that, "I take responsibility," I'm sure they went to the lawyer beforehand and went, "If I say I take responsibility, something bad happens to me." You know, I'm sure they do that.
Yeah, he didn't just do it off the cuff.
No, they do that check because they're not idiots. Well, at least not all of them, but...
Well, as you might have suspected, the general here did not actually have any kind of discipline handed down, but the Air Force did discipline, but did not fire the mortuary commander and two other senior officials. So they've been disciplined.
Yeah.
But they weren't fired. So what does that mean exactly? Does that mean they don't get the cake when they eat their meal at night?
Well, in the military,
no dessert.
Some disciplines mean it's difficult for you to reach the next rank, or you just you lose a rank. Sometimes you lose
some... Is a stern talking to considered discipline as well?
Oh, I'm sure.
"You bad little boys, how dare you get caught? You need to be more careful next time."
Right. Here's a six-pack.
The Air Force, some members of Congress called the punishments inadequate, and an independent federal watchdog agency said investigators should have pushed harder to assign blame. "There's blame going all around here. We didn't do good enough. We needed to do better, and, well, maybe next time we will. In the meantime, just forget about all this, Americans. It's only one little minor mishap. It's not like the military doesn't screw things up all the time. And, oh, don't remember about that old story from the Washington Veterans Hospital. Remember that one?"
Yeah,
where
the mold was growing on the wall.
Yeah.
And I think it was terrible.
Yeah. "No, don't remember that. There's no problems. Just once in a while, a few bad apples."
It's funny because there are so few stories about the war dead as it is that this is the story in that that they handle it poorly. They handle the remains poorly instead of the fact that we still have people dying over there from pointless wars of really no real reason.
Right, and the State Department, you know, they even had a report at one point. I'm sure that this has been well buried, but maybe it came out on WikiLeaks. I don't know how it happened that it came out, but they said that there was really no point in the war. That it was all about politics. That Barack Obama was married to this war, and that was that. He had to quote unquote win. Why don't they just declare victory and leave? We win.
Right. Well, I think didn't
shoot
Bush
another
try that?
Shoot another guy with a beard. Say it was the Al Qaeda's second in command. Mm-hmm. And leave.
Yeah.
The Air Force and Army both investigated the complaints about Dover, but the Office of Special Counsel, a watchdog group that receives complaints from whistleblowers and protects them against reprisals, criticized the Air Force's handling of the situation in unusually sharp language. Ah, they've been hit with sharp language. In a letter, agency head Carolyn...
The Air Force is like inundated with Jesus freaks from Colorado Springs, so maybe they're going to go to a lower plane of heaven.
Carolyn Lerner said the service displayed a pattern of failure to acknowledge culpability for wrongdoing, and added that it had managed to stop just short of accepting accountability. So that's the critique from within the organization, is that you guys, you're not even saying you're at fault.
I take responsibility, but they didn't take responsibility.
Right. They're basically dancing around it. Nemi's on the line, calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire. Nemi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey.
I just wanted to call in about the Dover Air Force Base. This is not something new with the U.S. military, unfortunately, and as a member of a military family, I'm really pretty disgusted with how they've handled it. The first go-round affected me personally. They were having issues down at Arlington with bodies not being placed in the appropriate grave. This was a few years ago. And the
Army, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, the Army is now going through and actually taking pictures of each of the graves to make sure that the appropriate bodies are interred in the appropriate spot. So I think, you know, I can understand that there are a lot of bodies coming back through Dover, and I can understand that there may be mistakes made, but I really think they need to take the honor seriously. The old guard at Arlington does that. And treats it with a great deal of respect. So it was a big blow to them when they realized that mistakes had been made and they're doing what they can to rectify it. But I was really disappointed when I heard this news today.
It never ends. It's one scandal after another. And, of course, there's no way to hold them accountable for it. It's not like people are going to just stop paying taxes. And, of course, even if they did stop paying taxes, they'd just print more money out and, you know, tax people that way. Nemi, thanks for the call. We're out of time tonight. Benny in here with you.
JJ.
And Mark. To return tomorrow. We'll see you then online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org. And we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's FFF at FFF.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.